discuss engaging topics related to relationships and dating in our community. This platform is built to keep the conversation going in your local cities and living rooms across the nations, to get us talking to each other and not at each other. Thank you for joining us. I am your host, Mahogany Moore, relationship strategist to women looking to date the man that they desire and not the one that they are currently attracting. All right, our topic for today is commitment. Is he willing or is he unable? So this actually came from a client, and it was an interesting topic to me because I've heard it more than once saying that some men just don't know how to commit. They're not the commitment type. So the question for the meeting for us today is that true? Is it true that there are some individuals that do not understand and do not know the actions and the steps that go into having a commitment? Let's get into it. First, I would probably say for men and women, commitment is completely two different pictures in our minds. Women go into relationships and go into dating with a long-term view, right? Will this man fit into my current life? Will he fulfill the wishes and the dreams and the wants and the needs that I have? Will I be able to make him happy? Will I be able to be a good wife to this person? Is it compatible? Men, however, and this is more of a general, okay, let me be clear, general statement for men. Most men meet women, ask them out on a date, or do a meetup, whichever you want to call it nowadays, and the idea of commitment is the furthest thing from their mind. I don't know if the average woman understands that. And I'm not saying that because this is only for men ages 20 to 30 or 30 to 40. But in general, a man's mind does not jump to on the first or second encounter, will this woman make a great wife for me? Will this woman be able to take care of my children? What will she look like at the wedding? Men don't think like that. Men are more tactical, they're more spontaneous and impulsive in the moment, they're more visceral in that what they are looking for initially is connection. They would like someone in that moment while they're there at that restaurant, at that bar, on the golf range or whatever you're doing, that the movies, that they're enjoying themselves. Are they attracted to you? Do they like being around you? Do you make them feel comfortable? Do they feel at peace? And then as the relationship grows, other questions will come when they say, well, do I feel respected in this relationship? Do I feel that if I came home to this woman, will she bring me peace? I say all that to say that this whole conversation about commitment is looked at different stages in a relationship a person has with someone. And when we use the word relationship, we're not referring to just the committed relationship, but anyone that you meet, whether it is a friend, same sex, opposite sex, you're attracted to them or not, or family, these are all relationships. So in the realm of relationships, the question is it true that there will be some that cannot commit? Or is it that they're just simply unwilling? And if they're unwilling, is it that they're unwilling across the board or just unwilling with you? And how can you decipher that? Okay, I love this topic because I think it's one of those areas that unfortunately women have a disadvantage. And why do I love something where women have a disadvantage? Because I believe that the advantage, ladies, is that you know you have the disadvantage. Therefore, you'll be able to walk in and out of this. I'm going to make a blanket statement. Fight me if you want to. But if the man is not ready to commit to you today or whenever, there is absolutely nothing you can do to change his mind. I'm going to say it again. If a man is not ready to commit today or in the future with you, there's nothing you can do to change his mind. commitment sits in the hands of the male in heterosexual relationships. He has to be in the mindset to want a long-term or a lifelong commitment. He has to be the one that says, I'm ready. Now, I'll give the caveat that sometimes men cannot know that they are ready, but the truth of the matter is, there's nothing we can really do to influence it. The only thing that ladies can do, what women can do, is that we can decide to engage or not to engage. We can decide to hang in there until he's ready, or we can disengage and pull ourselves out of the scenario and take all the stress and anxiety off of is he going to propose? Are we going to move in together? Is this something for us? There are a few factors that go into commitment for a man. One is age, and that's across the board. But when you look at how women and men are actually raised in this society, right, especially in the United States of America, women traditionally were raised with the idea that you don't have success until you actually get married. And there's stages, right? You go to school, you finish college, you get a job, you find a man, you get married, you have children. That's that. Men, you don't hear that same scenario. You hear with men, they go to college, they get a career, they climb the corporate ladder, they buy a house, and then somewhere in there, they may then decide, like, hey, I probably don't want to live this life alone because I've hit all of the stages in my life. And so age is a factor. So if you're dating someone between the ages of like 20 and 35, you're less likely to find someone that is really super ready for a commitment. Some men, however, will map their lives out and they know that they want a commitment or want to be in a relationship. But age is a factor. Environment is another factor. Did your significant other come from a two-parent household? Did he see healthy relationships? If he didn't, he also may have a fear of failure. He may love you very much, but the fear of committing may be because he did not see healthy relationships growing up, and therefore he's wondering, how can I be in a committed relationship with this great, amazing woman and not hurt her? Those are thoughts that men have. Then is the thought of, again, when the idea of commitment comes in. Ladies, we have a tendency to rush things. And it doesn't seem rushed for us because one thing that God has given us is intuition and gut. We usually can go out with a man from 0 to 3, 0 to 4 dates and pretty much gauge if you want to pursue a relationship or not. Men, I'm sorry. They are on date 1, 2, 3, and 4. Girl, they still trying to figure out what your middle name is and whether or not they like your favorite color. Men don't operate like that. And here we are after date 3. Like, so you didn't call me last night after the date. You didn't set up the next one. You're not being consistent. Maybe he just doesn't know you well enough. So it just may be the difference of how his mindset is versus a female's mindset. And the fourth factor has to do with his stage in life. We touched on this earlier, but men usually, when they have grown into grown men and not grown males, they know that they should be looking for someone that is their complement. They know that more than likely they should be the provider. They know that they should be providing some level of safety for this woman. And with those three pieces, that means that he knows there are certain things, certain tangible things, certain financial things, certain mental, emotional, spiritual goals that he needs to first meet before he can introduce anyone into the interior of his life. So at what stage is the man at that you are dating? Has he really checked the boxes and now he's ready to move on to the next stage of a good, whole, solid, long-term commitment? That's a question you got to sit back and actually look at. And it's not a question you ask him, but it's a question you can actually ascertain by looking at the gentleman that you're actually dating. So again, the thought is commitment. Is he willing or is he not willing? Is he able or is he not able? Well, I think what I would like to say to this, and this is my opinion again, is that men understand what commitment is. I don't think there's any man on this earth that doesn't understand commitment. And I'm going to give you an example. Did he purchase the car? Does he have a 30-year mortgage on the house? Is he paying it on time? Guess what? That's a commitment. Okay? Does he have children and pay child support? Or one child? And he pays it on time? Guess what? Commitment. Whether he wanted the child or not, whether he was married before or not, that is something he has to do. Does the man, is he employed? Does he go to a job? Did he finish college? College is a commitment. 4 years, 6 years, 8 years. Those are all commitments, meaning that you sought after something that you wanted and you stuck with it until the goal came to fruition. That's all a commitment really is. So if you're dating someone and they have some resemblance of understanding what commitment is in other genres of their life, guess what, sis? They also can figure out and know what commitment in a relationship looks like. Furthermore, if they do not know what commitment looks like in a relationship, I believe that they should be able to pick up a book or call a therapist and get some therapy. And if that's the case, then maybe he's not the person for you at this very moment because he got some things to work through. But for the most part, grown men, M-E-N, not grown males, grown men understand what commitment is. Now, grown males, on the other hand, these are the ones that we see walking around this earth looking like men, right? They got the suits on, they're looking good, they're smelling good, they walk up to you with a lot of swag and whatnot, but they're inconsistent and they are breaking promises to you or they are not engaged with you. Now, those, agreed. They are unwilling and unable to make commitment happen. And my suggestion is to run the opposite direction. But I'm gonna leave you with four questions that you can ask when you're in a relationship and you're wondering when before he has actually gone all the way to making a commitment. Let's say you are 3 months in, 6 months in, 8 months in, and you're like, what's happening? Or some of you guys' cases, some of y'all like to date forever with no titles. I don't understand it, but here are some four questions we can look at. One, has he had a long-term commitment in the past? Is he divorced? Did he have a long-term girlfriend before you? That lets you know he knows how to commit. Number two, financially, does he understand commitment? Does he pay his bills on time? Does he own a home? Does he speak of and have 401k? Stocks, certain things of that nature, savings accounts, not just one. You have to find a way to have these conversations, ladies, and then to listen to what they're saying, because it's not like you're going to go through their bills when they come in the mail and see whether or not he's paying them on time, but you should be able to ascertain if a man is responsible. If he's financially responsible and financially fit, he's not moving every 6 months, he's not living with his mama or his homies, and he understands what 401k is and he invests in it, he can speak to these things, that person understands commitment. Now, does he have a healthy network of friends and family who have been in his life for several years? This is another great one. Know your man's friends. Who he associates with will tell you a lot about who he is. Does he have a good relationship with one or both of his parents? Does he have a good relationship with his siblings? Does he stay in touch with them? Overly stay in touch or just in a reasonable manner? And number four, does he refer to things in your relationship in the future as I and me or as we and us? Yes, this is a good one. I would say this is probably the biggest hint ever. Before a man commits, his mind will shift to future social activities or future commitments or future activities that he would like to do. And he will refer to them as, well, when we go, what I see for us. Oh, sis, that's the exciting words. But if he's still 8 months, 12 months out, referring to things as I and me, well, maybe you aren't the one. Or maybe he's not in that place. So again, just to recap, 4 questions you can ask in a relationship to see whether or not he is driven toward commitment before he's actually committed. Remember, the commitment needs to be verbal, ma'am. This is not just what he shows you, because he can be showing you and showing Sally and Lakeisha and Marsha. He'll show a few people. Men are real good at that. You got 24 hours a day. He got a lot of time. All right. 4 questions again. Is he successful at long-term commitments in the past? Does he show financial commitment through his actions and how he lives his life? Does he have a good, healthy network of long-term friends and family? And lastly, does he refer to activities in the future with you as we and us, or only as I and me? If you answer yes to all these questions, then you may want to see what's preventing commitment right now. Maybe it's just time for him. He needs more time. Or maybe he hasn't really thought about it, because maybe you're making it super easy for him right now. But if the answer to at least 2 or more of these is no, then now the ball is in your court as to whether or not this is the type of person you want in your life for your future. Do you want someone committed to you who does not have healthy commitment examples in other genres of their life? Well, listeners, as always, I love to hear your thoughts and feedback on this question about commitment. Please visit us on Instagram at @mahogany_more or on Facebook at @mahoganymore. Remember, mahogany has a 2 H's in it. Please tell a friend, a family member this week, and please let's keep the conversation going. I look forward to you all tuning in next week. Till then.